All right, Rabbeinu, we are in Perek Beis, Malachim. Shh. We're going to go over time, I'm telling you guys. We got to finish the Perek. Okay. Vayhi b'ha'alos Adonai es Eliyahu b'sa'ara ha'shamayim v'yelech Eliyahu ve'elisha min ha'gilgal. So, foreshadowing in a very clear way that what is about to happen is Eliyahu is about to be taken away from the Jewish people. Eliyahu and Elisha start their journey in Gilgal. Now I want you guys to pay attention to the places that they go. They start at the Gilgal. They leave from the Gilgal. Vayom. So we'll see. Vayom Eliyahu el Elisha. Shevna po ki Adonai shalachani ad beis el. Eliyahu says to Elisha, stay here. I'm going to beis el. Vayomer Elisha, chai Adonai v'chai nafshecha ime ezveka v'yerdu beis el. Elisha says, chas v'shalom, I'm not leaving you, and we'll go to beis el together. So they'll go to beit el. That's the second location. Vayitzu b'nei ha-nevi'im asher beis el el Elisha, the b'nei nevi'im, right, the young pirchei nevuah, the young nevi'im came to Elisha and they said, Vayom re'elav hayadata ki hayom Adonai lokeach es Adonecha me'al roshecha. Do you know that today your Rebbe is going to die? Hashem's going to take him away. Vayomer gam ani adati hechashu. Be quiet. Vayomer lo Eliyahu Elisha shev napo. Stay here, Eliyahu says. Stay here in Beis El. Vayomer, sorry, Adonai shalachani Yericho. Hashem is sending me to Yericho. Vayomer chai Adonai v'chai nafshecha ime ezveka v'yavo Yericho. They come to Yericho. He says, no, you're not. There's no way I'm leaving you alone. Vayikshu b'nei anavim asher b'yericho el Elisha vayomru elav hayadata ki hayom Adonai lokech es Adonacha mi'al roshecha. The same thing happens in Yericho. Vayomer ani gam ani yadati echashu. Be quiet, I know. Vayomer lo Eliyahu shev napo ki Adonai shalachani hayardena. Hashem is telling me that I have to go to the Yarden. So stay here. Vayomer chai Adonai v'chai nafshecha ime ezveka v'yelchu shneem. Elisha insists on staying. So now what's this whole thing with Elisha and Eliyahu? He's insisting that he stays. It like seems like one of those scenes that it's like, you know, like the guy, like the little kid, he like wants to get rid of his dog, but like he's really emotionally attached to the dog. Get out of here! No, I want you to stay. Go! Meaning like, you know that scene? You know what I'm talking about? Ayin Shaman, one of those movies that, you know, it seems like, it's like, does Elio really want Elisha to leave? Does he not want him to leave? Where do we see this? There's five locations. Okay, they start out in the Gilgal. Then they go to Beis El. They go from Beis El to Yericho. They go from Yericho to the Yarden. Four locations, and what is the significance of these four locations, Chevra? Chevra, it's not fair for Shana Aleph, okay? There's a little bit out of order over here, right? But this is the Knisa to Eretz Yisrael. Right? They go back, the last location they go to is to the Yarden. So let's move from there. They go from the Yarden where? To Yericho. That's the first place that they conquer. From Yericho, where do they go? Remember, they go to Ai, right? They fight in Ai, then they go to Beit El. Okay? From Beit El, afterwards, they set up their Inyan in Gilgal. So this is, Chevra, what's the significance of Eliyahu and Elisha going back in the footsteps? And it's almost like, huh? I know they're starting Gilgal. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayelech Eliyahu ve'Elisha min ha-Gilgal. So obviously they're doing some form of, as I told you guys, Nevi'im very often, Nevi'im very often do like a Maisa, which is supposed to show something. So what do you guys think this means? Eliyahu is leaving Am Yisrael. And so what is he trying to tell Am Yisrael as he goes through all of these places? Eliyahu is trying to tell Am Yisrael, remember where you came from. Remember where you came from. And remember what the role of the Navi is. Remember where you came from. But Elisha goes along on this journey as well. Elisha goes along on this journey, and that's going to be significant as well. Because Elisha, as we know, is taking over for Eliyahu. V'chamishim ish mibnei ha-nevim halchu v'yamdu minegen merachok u'shneim amdu al ha-yardin. So they're standing. B'knisa la'aretz, they're standing by the Yardin. And there's 50 bnei Nevi'im that came along for the show. And they're standing far away from Eliyahu. They're standing far away. V'yikach Eliyahu es adarto v'yiglom v'yakes amayin. Eliyahu takes his aderes, takes his jacket, scrunches it up and hits the water. V'yichatzu heina v'heina, and the water splits. V'ya'avru shnehem b'chorava, and they repeat Kriyas Yamsuf, Kriyas Hayardin. They split the water and they go and they're walking in Becharavash Shebetochayam. Vayhika Avram ve'Eliyahu Amar El Elisha, Sha'al Ma'aselach Beterem Elakach Mimach. Eliyahu says, you have one last bakasha. You have one last thing before Hashem takes me. What would you like? What bracha would you like? So Elisha says, Vayomer Elisha Vihi Na Pishnaim Biruchacha Eilai. Whatever you had, I'd like double. I'd like double of your ruach. It's an interesting request. It's almost like saying that, Eliyahu, you weren't enough. You weren't enough for Am Yisrael. We need more. Vayomer, hikshisa lishol. You asked me for a very difficult thing. It's not like I provide nevuah. Vayomer, hikshisa lishol im tireo si lukach meitach. Yelacha kein vim ayin lo yeh. So what's the siman that you are going to have twice the amount of ruach? Is that if you see what is about to go, what's about to happen, then that's a sign that you're going to get the pishnayim. Okay. Now the pishnayim, the Ralbag points out over here that the pishnayim dafka connects to bechora. Remember, there's other neviim there. So the question by the Nevi'im, we don't really think about this usually. We usually speak about this with Malchus, but who's going to be next? There's all these Bnei Nevi'im. They're all looking. They're all watching to maybe see, maybe, right? They also know Eliyahu is being taken today.
So Elisha
maybe is trying to solidify that. And he says Pishnayim, not only the potency of his nevuah, but he's saying Pishnayim in the sense that I'm the Bechor. I'm taking over. Remember, he also saw Eliyahu in a certain sense as a father, a spiritual father at the least.
Why didn't he ask for Chachma?
Kanira, that's not the role of the Navi. The role of the Navi is to have Ruach. But I think what I said, and I don't think it's so pashut to say what I said, but I think that it's not crazy to say what I said, is that Elisha realizes that he needs to do something that Eliyahu couldn't do. He needs to do something that Eliyahu and Navi couldn't do, right? You think Eliyahu never told him, you think Eliyahu never told Elisha about the interaction with Hashem and why Elisha's taking over? Meaning, So Mistama Elisha knows that he has some sort of tafkid to fulfill, and therefore he asks for this. So Eliyahu says, very hard bakasha, but if you see what's about to happen, then it's going to happen, and if you don't see, so then you're just going to be like everyone else. Vayi hema holchim haloch v'daber v'hinei rechav eish v'susei eish v'yafridu bein shnehem v'yal Eliyahu b'sa'ara hashamayim. So what happens, there's a chariot of fire with horses of fire. Vayafridu bein shnehem. Mefarshim are a little bit not sure whether this means between Eliyahu and Elisha, or does this mean between Eliyahu, between his guf and his neshama? Does Eliyahu's body stay here? Does Eliyahu's neshama just go up? Vayal Eliyahu b'sar ha-shamayim. And he goes up with this storm. This storm. The storm of fire. Yeah, Gabi.
Elisha
wouldn't have seen this.
Take a look at the next pasuk. Look at the next circumstance. It's a good question you're asking. Elisha sees what is happening. He sees this mara, this great amazing thing.
And Elisha starts screaming, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Uparashav. My father, my spiritual father, Rechav Yisrael Uparashav. The horses and chariots of Am Yisrael, the Navi. And that was it. He didn't see him anymore. Vayechazek bibgadav, vayikreim lishnaim kreim. So he tears his clothing, and we're going to speak about whether Eliyahu is dead. He's not dead. Vayarem es aderes Eliyahu asher nafla me'ala vayasha ve'yamor al svas ha'yardein. Elisha's on the other side of the Yardin. He's got to get back. He doesn't have a boat. So he takes the aderes of Eliyahu. Vayikach es aderes Eliyahu asher nafla me'ala vayakes amayim vayomer aye Adonai Elohe Eliyahu. So Elisha follows in the derech, in the way of Eliyahu, does this unbelievable miracle. Vayiru bnei hanavim asher biyericho mineged. Vayomru nachar ruach Eliyahu al Elisha. They see, what do they see? They see what Elisha is able to do, what he's capable of doing. And they say, oh, Eliyahu gave over his ruach to Elisha. They bow down to him. Vayomru elav, hinei na yesh es avadecha chamishim anashim bnei chayil. Yelchuna vayivakshu es adonecha peinaso ruach adonoi vayashlichehu be'echad ha'arim o be'echad ha'geos. Vayomer lo tishlachu. The Nevi'im say a weird thing. There's 50 of us, let's go and look for him. Maybe this Ruach Hashem that happened, maybe it took him and transported him somewhere. What does that mean? Clearly they didn't see what Elisha saw. Right? The Psukim already before, in previous Prakim, we saw that by the story of Achav, that Ovadia was scared. What did Ovadia say to Eliyahu? Eliyahu said, go and tell Achav that what? That I'm coming. Right? Ovadia says, Yikachot Charuach. You know, like you go disappearing like every other day. You're like a ghost. Like so the Nevi'im say, like, okay, maybe he just like went disappearing. But Elisha knows. He saw. Like, obviously, so that's clear that they didn't see what he saw. But he says, no, don't send anyone. It's a waste of time. And they insist on looking. And so he says, okay, send. They don't find him. 3 days, they're looking. They don't find him. They come back. He's in Yericho. And he says, I told you not to go. I'm stumped by this question. The Rishonim don't relate to it.
Is it not rebuilt?
Okay, it's rebuilt. Right, it's rebuilt. Remember, guys, that was the whole thing by Achav. Was that this guy comes around and rebuilds Yericho. But what in God's name is a Navi doing in Yericho? Not only is the Navi, why is the Navi sitting in Yericho? There's the Bnei Navim, they're all in Yericho. Bichlal, I haven't found anything. I want to keep on looking. What's the problem? The problem is that there's a klal of Yehoshua that you shouldn't live in Yericho. You shouldn't if you shouldn't rebuild it, then Manasha, for sure. Kavachomer, you shouldn't. Oh, you say, oh, Mimela Hutra. That's it. The Isra is so that's possible. That's possible. But it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't fit well. Huh?
There's no
Oh, yafeh, yafeh, right? Mela, it's okay. Zionin, they built it, but now we're here. Okay. Echinami. Okay, you could say that. You could say also, within that, you could say that the Nevi'im are there because Yericho Dafka is the place which the Nevi'im are needed the most. Right? Elisha goes to the place in which he's needed the most. Either way...
Right.
That's what's going to happen here. Right? So it's not so clear that he's living there, but at least he's there. V'hu yoshev v'yericho. At least for 3 days. Okay, pasuk yotes. Let's take a look, guys. Vayomru anshei ha'ir el Elisha. Okay. Now, this is our first ma'isa that has nothing to do with Eliyahu. This is already what we're going to call ma'isa Elisha. Vayomru anshei ha'ir el Elisha. So Elisha is in Yericho, either he's visiting, he's living there, he's coming by, he's passing by. So the people of Yericho come to Elisha and they say, Hineina Moshav Ha'ir Tov, Kasher Adoni Ro'eh. Look, we have a beautiful city, as you can see. It's a crazy thing. V'hamayim ra'im v'haaretz mishakeles. But the water is poisonous. People are dying. So what's the simple answer? The simple answer, people are dying because you rebuilt the city of Yericho. You're living in a city you shouldn't be living in. Right? Also, anyone who knows anything about geography in Eretz Yisrael, the water by Yericho is, most of it is salty from Yam HaMelech. Right? So, but they say, like, there's a problem here. So, Elisha does his first Maisa Nes. Vayomer kechuli tzluchis chadasha v'simu sham melach v'yichuilav. So, what does Elisha do? He takes some salt, puts it into the water. Vayitze el motza hamayim v'yashlech sham melach. He goes out to wherever the bore was, wherever the source of the water was. He throws salt into it. Vayomer ko amar Adonai Rifisi lamayim ha'ele lo yem isham od maves u'mishakales. And now from this, there's no more problems. People stop dying. What's the significance of this story? It's exactly Mara. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's first, like, that's the Nes, right? The water is Mar. They can't drink from it, so Moshe throws in the stick and, right, he throws in something bitter, and over here he throws in salt to probably salty water, and then it becomes sweet. What else is the significance? Yeah.
The opposite of what
Eliyahu. Oh, mamish. Yafeh me'od. Yafeh me'od. However, this is the exact opposite of Eliyahu. Eliyahu goes there on the Shemayim 3 years without water. What does Elisha do his first change of policy? Is he brings water. He makes it sweet. Not only does he make it sweet, it's significant because we don't see any stories of Eliyahu being involved with, like, the Stam Chevra. Eliyahu is, like, involved with the kings. He's not, like, huh? The woman was a product of what? Of his own necessity, right? And Hashem told him to go there. Over here, Elisha is going to be much more involved with the people. Right? And he's there for the people. He sees that the people have a problem. Let's solve the problem. Right? If it was Eliyahu, maybe Eliyahu would say, oh, you know, he'd make it more bitter. You know why? Because you guys are Rishoyim. That's why.
Not necessarily better.
Huh?
So
would
he get necessarily better?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It could be. It could be, but clearly Eliyahu wasn't doing the job. It wasn't doing the job as Hashem wanted, and therefore there needs to be a new approach. And this is the approach which we're going to see. Right? Could be. So let's see what happens. Vayirapu hamayim ad hayom hazeh kidvar Elisha asher diber. And until this day, the water was better. Now, a very, very, very odd story. A very odd story. Needs a lot of e in this story. Vayal Misham Beis El. So Chavra, pay attention. Pay attention. Where are we going? We started by the Yericho. We started by the Yarden, and now we're going to Yericho. And from Yericho, he's going up to Beis El. So he's going up. He's going up the mountain. He's going up the hill. Okay, Eliyahu came down, right from the Gilgal, from the top of the mountain. He came down, and Elisha is going back up. So he's mamish going in the footsteps of where he came down, because Elisha, huh? Oh no, that's Eliyahu going up Besara Shemaima. Okay, but geographically they're walking down. Anyway, so he's walking up. Vayal Misham Beisel, Vahu Ole Baderech, Unearim Ktanim Yatsum in Ha'ir, Vait Kalsubo, Vayomrulo, Ale Kareach, Ale Kareach. They start, these young Chevra, not so clear how young they are, but they're young, and they start screaming at him, "Hey, Baldy, get out of here! Baldy, go up, get out of here!" Vayifen Acharav, Elisha turns around, Vayir'em, and he sees them. Vayikalelem b'shem Adonai, and he curses them b'shem Hashem. Vateitzena shtayim dubim min hayar. Two bears come out of the forest. There are no forests, chevra, in that area of Israel. Vativka'ena mehem arba'im u'shne yeladim. 42 children are killed, are massacred by these bears. There's no bears in Israel. Vayelach Misham el Hara Carmel and Misham Shav Shomrom. So he goes to Hara Carmel. Now he doesn't go to the Gilgal, he goes to Hara Carmel. And that's significant because that's where Eliyahu's his greatest moment was. Now I'm gonna speak about the bears for a second, if okay? Okay, it could be right. The Gemara and Sota speaks about it. Okay, Gemara and Sota.
The bears and lions and all those animals used to be in Israel until like the beginning of the
19th. Right, you'll go to what's his name's museum, Rabbi Slifkin. It could be that he'll have some insight. But there's no forest there, Chavra. There's not forest. The only forest that I can imagine that they have there are. Right. Okay. There are trees. The trees are from the Tmarim. Okay, palm trees, but that's not a classic forest. Anyways, the Gemara says that there's a big miracle, and the whole miracle, there was a forest that was created, and the bears were also created. Look, he's pulling out the animal kingdom. Okay, excellent. Let's just talk. Let's talk about what happens here. Let's talk about what happens here, guys, because this seems very Eliyahu-like. Seems very Eliyahu-like. And like our whole like mahalach was that Elisha is like more ragua than Eliyahu. So first of all, what do they call him? They call him Baldy. Now, why are they calling him Baldy? Because Eliyahu is hairy. What is he saying? They're saying you're not going to be anything like Eliyahu. Get out of here. Some of the Farshim point out, Chavra, where are they calling him from? We usually understand. Some of the Farshim, the Gemara says that the reason why they were upset at Elisha was why they used to get a parnasa. What was their parnasa from? Their parnasa was from bringing sweet water to Yericho. Everyone in Yericho, they couldn't drink the water. So where would the water come from? These chavra were the water carriers. That was their parnasa. So Eliyahu, so they were upset with Elisha. You're taking away our parnasa. You saved the entire city, but now. And so they start screaming at him, you're an idiot, you're a baldy, you don't have anything, you're not going to be anything like Eliyahu. But what's even more interesting, Chevra, is the way that we usually read this, or I think, the way that people normally read this, is that where do these people come from? These people come from, it sounds like he's looking up, and we assume that the people are coming from Beit El. But if you look at the psukim, it says, Vayifen acharav. He looks behind himself. Now, going up, what does that mean? Where are they from? It means they're from Yericho. Now, just imagine the kfiyas tova that you need to have to say something to a Navi like that. He just saved your entire city. You're saying, no, thank you. You got rid of my parnasa. So he's going to start cursing him out? That's craziness. That's a kfiyas tova on the highest level. Right? Not only that, chevra, but the bear thing, although it seems extreme, throughout all of Navi, we do see that when someone is kofar in a nevuah, very often what ends up happening? He gets eaten by a lion. That's what happens. Okay? Maybe when the nevuah will come back, the lions will come back also. There are no more lions in Eretz Yisrael, basically. Okay? Huh? It wasn't a stop punishment. It was a pretty bad punishment. But it, why was it such a bad punishment? It was such a bad punishment because essentially you're saying we don't believe in God. We don't believe in you. So yes, it happens over here that that there's 42 children that are killed in this. So that's Bipashtus why he does it. And it's not extreme. And it doesn't even seem like Hashem has some sort of reaction to this. Okay? Bipashtus. Chazal do say, the Radak points out over here, V'amar ki ne'enash al davar zeh shegaram misa le'ela hana'arim. Right, he got sick at the end of his life, and part of this was because he made this whole scene and killed all of these children. B'chlal, this whole parsha does. There's something that doesn't make sense to me about this whole parsha, katanti. But Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick this up next week. Shkoyach.